Meanwhile, in Monroe, the struggle intensified. A major campaign began to integrate the town's tax-supported swimming pool.
We were picketing the swimming pool. The local swimming pool was segregated. It had been built with federal funds during the WPA program, but it was segregated. It was only for the white children. Well, a lot of our young black people had been drowning in unsupervised swimming holes over the years, and we had decided that we were going to ask for permission to use the pool. Well, the first thing they asked, Rob and the NAACP asked the city council if they would allow us to use a pool one day a week. They said, no, after the consultation, they could not do that. And Rob said, well, why couldn't we use it one day a week? They said, well, we'd have to drain the pool and wash it out before the white children could go in again. Then they went to the city council again and said, well, if you won't let us use the present pool once a week, will you build a pool in the black neighborhood for our children because our children are drowning in unsupervised swimming holes? Well, the city council said, no, we don't have the money to build. At that point, Robert got irate. He was so angry.
They said that eventually they would build us a pool when they got the funds. So we asked them, when could we expect it? 1 year, they said no. We asked 5 years, and they said no, they couldn't be sure. We asked 10 years, and they said they couldn't be sure. And then we asked finally if we could expect it within 15 years, and they said that they couldn't give us any definite promise.
He said, well, if you don't have the money to build a separate pool for us, then you can't afford segregation, so we'll have to take other actions. So that's when we decided to start picketing the pool for the equal opportunity to use that pool.